Today's topic, we're discussing the Issa of Shvisas Kelim on Shabbos. The Mishnah says, in Shabbos, Daf Yizayin Beis, the Shamanimim and Meichim and Achi, you're not allowed to sell to Goy on Erev Shabbos, and Kaimimai, then Magbim Alav, what's Magbim Alav? Rashi says, Masav Sefi, you put a load on the shoulder of the Goy, like you're helping the guy to carry on Shabbos. You're only allowed to do it El Shagir Mokum Kurv. That as long as the guy comes to his house, his destination before Shabbos, Rashi speaks out, the place he's planning to take it is there, he rises destination before Shabbos. That's Shitas Beis Shammai. Beisil Matirim, Im HaShemesh. They still said you give the guy right before Shabbos, like Rashi speaks out, Ba'ayt Shacham is Erechas, as long as the sun is still shining, you give it to the guy, the guy is carrying on Shabbos, that's not your Eitzik. The guy has it, that's it. The Gemara says, Vaita, Yitches on the base, Tan Rabbanan, they Shammai Eimim, Vayimka Adon Chetzai, a person should not sell things, his items to a guy, Le'shelen you shouldn't lend them, Le'yavena, if you want to give something to a guy, either by selling it to him or loaning to him or give him a present, only if he comes to the guy, reaches his house. Rashi says, the guy should come to the house before Shabbos. I forgot, Rashi says, even the guy is taking his own item. Still, Machmiyam Beis Shammai, the Michik Keshluchai. In exchange, it looks like a Shliach, so maybe that's why it's not permitted. That's Beis Shammai. And more it says, Beis Hillaimim, Beis Hillaim, the court of Kiveh, where he explains it, Beis Hillaim, Deshiyete Pesach Beisai. He has to leave the house, like Rashi speaks out, the house of Yisrael, before Shabbos, and that's enough. Now there's another Gemara, and Daf Yutes Amud Aleph in Shabbos, La Yitzchay as Kelim Erev Shabbos. A person shouldn't lend out his Kelim on Erev Shabbos. Rashi speaks out, Lasid Malachim Erev Shabbos, Dinir Shmaskila to Shabbos. You shouldn't lend out Kelim to a guy on Erev Shabbos, because it looks like you're renting out to the guy that for Erev Shabbos. However, if they have Shabbos. However, if Dal Vehei Mutter, but on Wednesday and Thursday, you're allowed to rent out to the guy. Ki Yitzba, in Shalchen, Igreis, Yad Nochi Be'er Shabbos. You don't send a letter to make a guy as a private messenger, send on Friday a letter. However, if Dal Vehei Mutter, with Wednesday and Thursday, is Mutter. So Rashi says, why is it also? Because Kinnirik Maskir Leitzel Shabbos, like you're hiring him out to work for you for Shabbos. However, this Gemara, the Rif and Rambam doesn't bring down the Halacha. Why? Because it comes out according to Shammai. Because Shammai holds there's a Shvisas Kelim on Shabbos. And we all like Beis Hillel, there's no way to Shvisas Kelim on Shabbos. So in Meila, you're allowed to rent it out before Shabbos. You have to rent out before Shabbos. As long as he leaves your house before Shabbos, that's okay. The Rambam speaks out in Hilchos Shabbos, Paragvav Halacha Tazayin. This is the Lashon Rambam. The Muta Lahashel Kalim Laskim and Yehudi. You're allowed to loan or rent out to a guy. Afi Shoyisim Lachab on Shabbos. Even the guy is going to use it on Shabbos. Nesha Einon Matsuma Ashvisis Kalim. There's no issa of letting someone use my Kalim, any type of Kalim. I will behemtai. But if I lend them my animal or my servant, awesome. Nesha Ono Matsuma Ashvisis Behem Evet. Because Mitzvah and Shvisa says your animal should not do any malacha and your Eved shouldn't do malacha. But let's say a car or any type of cable, let's say a shovel, whatever it is, that's okay to rent out to the guy before Shabbos. So Masha from the Rambam, that even on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to lend kalim or rent kalim on Erev Shabbos. And what the guy does on Shabbos, that's his problem. He's allowed to do malacha with it. Like this Rambam says to Mechaba. The Mechaba and Simreish Menvav says like this: Mutar lahashu lahasko kelev len yehudi. You're allowed to loan and rent kelim to a guy. Afa pishu aitzer behem malacha b'shabbes. Even if the guy can do malacha on Shabbos, neshein on the mitzvah al shvis kelim. There's no issa of letting someone use my kelim. Okay. All right. The Beis Yosef. All right. So until now, we see clearly from the Gemara, from the Mishnah, from the Gemara, that someone has any type of kelim, you're allowed to lend it to a guy, you're allowed to rent it to the guy. Even though it's used on Shabbos, there's no issa shvisus kelim. An animal, ever, you have to this in shvisus from doing work. But your own kelim, there's no restriction. You give it to him, what he does on Shabbos, it's his problem. The Beis Yosef. And Simon Reish Manvav, now starts the real Shailas. The Beis Yosef and Simon Reish Manvav brings down Shem Rekech, the Shem Yishalmi. That let's say if a Jew has a boat, a svina. You're not allowed to let Dr. Rekech, you're not allowed to rent it to a guy, Lalich B'mayim B'Shabbos. You can't rent it to a guy if the guy is going to. He's going to use the boat on Shabbos. Or be Yantif. Uadin says, Rekeach, Beis Yosef calls Rekeach, Uadin Lagol, if I lent a wagon, if I have a wagon, Shein Yachal Askir, La Yehudi, La Hailach, Memayna B'Shabbos. You can't rent a wagon to a guy to use on Shabbos, because to take his mama and his merchandise one place to another place, you're not allowed to, because he might do it on Shabbos. Then Yasser came, and he does it, Dr. Rekeach, Mechal, it's what Beis Yosef quotes him. It's Mechal Shabbos and Yontif. He's sitting Mechal Shabbos, and he's sitting Mechal Yontif. So if I rent out my boat, I lend out my boat to a guy, and he uses it on Shabbos, I'm going to sit Mechal Shabbos. That's what the Rekeach, let me finish. That's what Rekeach says. So Beis Yosef ends off. This is the way Beis Yosef quotes the Rekeach. So Beis Yosef ends off and he says, Akocha Rekeach Beishamai. It must be Rekeach is passing like Beishamai. Because according to Beis Hillel, I'm not a two-month Shisus Kalev. He's allowed to use my boat. I'm allowed to learn the boat. Can I get everything? There must be the Rekeach is speaking, Shalai his tongue according to Beishamai, Shalai the Bili Hilchasa. So the Bach is the Kash on Beis Yosef. How would Rekeach writing Tzokim? He's writing Halacha L'maisa. Why would we say psak like Beishamai if we don't pass it? We don't pass it like that. That's what the Beis Yosef is. The Bach is on the Beis Yosef. So therefore the Bach says, the Rekeach learned like this. The Rekeach is talking even according to Beis Hillel. The Rekeach learned, the Beis Hillel holds the Shvisus Kelim, there's the Issa derives on Shabbos, that Kelim that does a Maisa. And the Bach is a whole Arichas, and he brings Raias to the Rekeach. He brings down from the Gemara, he brings Kama Raias. And he ends off. Even though it's Mashma, from Raya Paiskim, that Shvisus Kelim Muti Makema does the Maisa, so that's all. But however, she not Paskim La Issa Lachayim, Kenega Raya Paiskim. But in Rishamayim, she be Machlis himself, like the Rekeach, and which Pasha Sugis Kavosa, he says. So Mary should be Machma, that Kelim that do Maisa, let's say a car, a shovel, machrisha, all these things that does malachis, you should not do it, you should not rent it out or lend it out to a guy to use on Shabbos. So it comes out according to Rekeach, and the Bach will hold like him, the kelim that don't do maisa, let's say I lend them some clothing, I lend the guy clothing, or a bat, a tevis, or kleachila, silverware, so on, anything that doesn't do malacha, there's no issa shvisus kelim. But kelim that do malacha, like a kadim, like a shovel, or machrisha, or a car, another kelim that works through electricity, will be issa of shvisus kelim. And even if you lend it on Sunday, at the end of the week, you mechuyev to take it back to the guy because you might use it on Shabbos. Because since just like the guy is mitzvah on shvisus behemah and avodim. Also, if Mitzvah and Shvisa and these type of kelim does malacha, you're not allowed to let him do any malacha with it. Any keli that does a malacha, zakta bach in the Rekeach, that you're not allowed to do malacha. Now the Rekeach, the bach is not a das yochid. I looked around, I found kama paiskim like this. The Elyon Rabba in Reish Memvav Sifkon Aleph and brings down the same thing holds like Rekech. He brings a raya from the Rosh and the Raven, holds like that. The Kehim Dum Lacha, you're not allowed to, it's Asa. And same thing in Rosh Yosef. That's the Pirim Vadim. On the Pirish, on the Sechta Shabbos, Rosh Yosef, in the Sechta Shabbos, you test him out. He brings down the Raven, also holds like Rekech. So you see that Kamer Rishonim, the Machba, like the Bach. You had a question?
No.
Okay.
What's the difference between a shovel and silverware?
Shovel don't do malacha.
A shovel,
you dig holes, you do malacha with it. Silverware, you don't do malacha. A shovel is a multi-purpose. You do malacha also, you dig the ditches, use it, it's a multi-purpose thing.
No shovel.
Maybe it won't be okay then.
So
there's no
the same category as silverware.
Right.
Right. Also, sailboat
would
not be
a sailboat.
Why not
a sailboat? Why not? You don't do malacha.
What
malacha? You're in a camelus. You're moving a boat in a camelus. Malacha drabanan. Yeah, no malacha mean. Alright, yes.
Can you get around it by having a partner?
Partner? You always get around with Goyish partner. We're not talking about partners now.
What's the currency mechalic between something that can be done malacha and not?
He brings rice from the Gemara. If you look at Bach has a whole page, the Bach has a whole page where he brings kamer rice to the Rekech. Look it up in Reish Memvav. He brings kamer rice.
Making that chiluk.
Alright. The kasha on this holy site of the Bach, Reb Shlomo Zalman, has a sefer called Meir Eish. I don't know if people are aware of it. The sefer that Shlomo Zalman wrote in his 20s. There's a whole story of why he wrote that sefer, but we're not going to now. Rishon Zalman Sefer Meir Eish and Siman Dalet. Now it's two prints. The print that was printed when he was 20, when he was in his 20s, that's in the old one. Print is page Pevav. It was very hot. The page dial is very long. And if the new print, it's page Reish Samach Beis. So anyway, he has a shtak akasha. Eisner kasha is. If you say there's an issa shvisas kelim, when someone does a maisa, so how can we use all our kelim today made from electric? A refrigerator. According to the Bach of Yemachma, your Shemai should be Machma, you should not be able to use a refrigerator. Because every minute runs on electricity. Yehovah Issa Shvisas Kelim. And also, yes, how can we use a time clock? A Shon Shabbos. How can we use the Ashita we once mentioned, it gave a Shia Ba'al with Machot to place him if you're allowed to use time clocks. But let's say, the Hatzvi holds, Chazen Yishol, you have to use time clock on Shabbos. How can you use a time clock on Shabbos? The Chaya, it's running on electric. So the Chaya should be also, according to Bach, should be also to use it. In most houses today, I run electricity. You have your heat runs on electricity sometimes. A lot of things run on electricity. The whole house runs on electricity. So according to Bach, the Chaya should be also.
How do you like Neir Shabbos?
Huh?
How do you like Neir Shabbos?
Neir Shabbos, before Shabbos, you like.
Right, Shabbos, working on Shabbos.
Yeah, but it's not new. Electricity, it's new. Each time is a new thing. This is the old one, this from before. All right.
A lamp
would be a problem, right.
Turn out a light for Shabbos
would be a problem, right, according to him. All right. So the question is, how can you have electricity? Everything in the house runs electricity. Or you have to, So that's what the Shlomo Zalman is. At the end, he said like this. He doesn't have a teretz ready. He says he doesn't have a teretz, but he says the best thing to do, since it's a serious shayla, he says, so it's better. He says at the end of Siman, in the end of Siman pay Dalit, he says that's Nachan, a person should mafke his electricity. Mafke is shine, mafke gomer before Shabbos. So according to him, all your kelim that do a maisi should mafke before Shabbos. And then he says again, and the Simdali says again, he says, says on the Yevdaiti, if someone wants to be right to Chol Sofik, and he's Choshish for Das Abach, it's a Nochan, he should be Mafke, his electric clock, and everything else, he should make a Hefke, so he should not be over his Sofik Issa Shvisis Kalem. According to him, you have two Eitzes. One Eitzah, is you can give it to a guy matam asahazir before Shabbos, or you can make a shtam mechira, like someone mentioned, shtam mechira. The chay goes to the coin that comes down will also be okay. However, there's a better test. There's a chsam seifa. The chsam seifa is in Shab in the chedushin and Shabbos yitchesam aleph. He says like this. He says a chedushin in rakeach. He says even kol rakeach that says that only time that Asan Shabbos came to Malacha, that's only the case that it's only the cases that, like the Rekeach said, one or two cases the Rekeach said, if you lend a ship to a guy, and the guy uses the ship on Shabbos, he rides on the ship on Shabbos, then, so it comes out the guy is doing Malacha with the Kli on Shabbos. Same thing in the wagon. The guy is driving the wagon on Shabbos, they take his money from one place to another, take his money from one place to another place. But it's a Chassam Sefer. But a Kli that doesn't do any Maisi with a guy, it goes in Mela. The guy sets it before Shabbos or puts it on Shabbos, and it goes in Mela. And the guy's not Messiah. And while the Keli is working, even a Kerech is Maida, there's no way to Shvis is Kelim. So in Mela, so someone lights electric, something lights electric before Shabbos, and it goes, you have your refrigerator running before Shabbos, you don't do anything on Shabbos, it goes in Mela. Something goes in Mela, even if a Kerech is Maida, there's no way on Shabbos. That doesn't matter. It goes to Mela. He's there to keep it, to make sure it goes. But he doesn't do any Maisa. In case it goes off, then he's there to help to fix it. But it goes to Mela. So once it goes to Mela, so it's a Chiddush Gadol, some Sefer says, into a Keach, but he answered all our souls, so we have no problem today. Only time. You're not allowed, according to a Keach, you can't lend him or rent him a car on Shabbos, for Shabbos, and so on. But the own house that runs electricity, there's no Issa of Shvisus Kalem. No different. No. There's a different Shaila. Shaila is because the generators are run by Eden. That's a different Shaila. We're not going to that today. We're talking about Goyim. Okay. If I'm not mistaken, a lot of generators that have Goyim that work with the generators. At least it was like that. It used to be like that. All right. However, that's the Rekeach, Nechsam Seif in the Rekeach. However, the Stima Samachaba, which is the Beis Yosef, and the Mogen Avram, Taz, Mishneh Berurah, Chayi Adam, Kitzur Shechanah, Shechanah Harav, no one even quotes it. They don't even quote the Bach. They don't even quote the Bach, the Shita Sabach. Even that the Yishmael should be Machma. So Mela, since all these Gedolei Achrayim don't even mention this Bach, so Adina, we're not Chayishish for this day at all. So Adina, we hold, there's no Tishvisus Kerem Bechlau. If you look, I look to High and Low in the Shmish Shabbos Kachosai, even though Shlom Zalman has all Shtikul Teira in the Meir Eish, but the Shmish Shabbos Kachosai doesn't even mention a word about it. About this Bach. So, my Vice is Ladina. We don't. What? What? He has enough chumas there also. Okay. Okay. Alright. So, anyway, I heard once from Rav Neuwirth, he quoted from Shlomo Zalman. Someone asked Shlomo Zalman, a baby monitor. A baby monitor can set up before Shabbos, a baby monitor. Let's say a baby is in a different floor. You want to hear him cry. Some mothers are happy they don't hear cry. They put it far away. But many mothers will put a baby monitor so they should be able to hear the baby. So the question is, are you allowed to use a baby monitor to put in the child's room with a baby monitor to hear it? So they hear if the child's crying or not. So he says, so Shlomo Zalman said, since we hold the Dina, there's no such Shvisus Kalem, and the Kalem is only from the child that's crying. So it's no difference. The dimming, I don't know, but this is he's the quote Shlomo Zalman saying is no different than a hearing aid. A hearing aid that person is allowed to wear a hearing aid on Shabbos. So certainly allowed to have a monitor run for. If you put it set before Shabbos, you're allowed to set it before Shabbos.
What's the microphone then?
Huh?
The microphone. The microphone on Shabbos, right?
No, here the you're not using the microphone. You want to hear the baby. You're not talking
but
in it.
But
microphone, a microphone. You're talking into it. Here you're not talking to it. The baby. The baby is a 2 week old baby. He's not chayv on what he does.
But if you walk into the room, you have to stay quiet. Then you say
if you're not doing the kavana, if you're just talking, you're not doing the kavana to send a message through the monitor. Then there's no problem. If you don't send it, but if you talk in the room and they happen to hear somewhere else, you're not it's ain't mischaven. You're not worried about that. But to use the monitor as a talking from one room to another, that you shouldn't. But if the baby's crying, the baby's not matura, So in Mela,
with a microphone, if you're not having to use it, it's okay.
What?
If you set up a microphone before Shabbos,
yeah,
to speak.
That's something else. That's your kavani speaking into it. Here, you're not kavani speaking into it. You put it, and you put it, you create it. Kavani is just to hear the baby. That's all. Yeah. What? That's okay. That's Mimela. Mimela. All Mimela. All right. And I heard from him, he said the same thing from Shlomo Zalman. He said, who are then a fax machine? A fax machine that's open all Shabbos. You can allow to keep a fax machine open all Shabbos. Because nowhere to Shmises Kalem. And in this Mishavram, in the Mucheves, in the newest print, Mucheves, in Archaim, Simishin Mem, and Sifkat Rav, he's Maitiv, that you're allowed to, from Shlomo Zalman, that you're allowed to send a fax on Shabbos on a time clock. Let's say I set a clock, that you want 10 o'clock in the morning, the machine should, the fax machine should send a fax. He says, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, that's okay, you're allowed to send it. And he says further, let's say you get a fax on Shabbos. If you get a fax on Shabbos, are you allowed to read the fax or not? So it depends on what the fax is written. If the fax... You could send a fax on a time clock. People do that. Huh? No, you do them in... Right. So I could send it somewhere, I could send it in an automatic way. I'm told it could be done. He said it could be done. So it must happen. Okay? All right, we'll get to it. Right. So to have it sent on Shabbos itself, Reb Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to even have it. If you have it sent by a time clock, you're allowed to send it even on Shabbos. To send it on for Shabbos, there's no Shabbos. I send it, say, here in Chicago, and it's Shabbos, it's Eretz Yisrael already, there's no problem. You're allowed to do that. And Eretz Yisrael, if they want to send Matzah Shabbos on Shabbos, a message here, that's also okay. Because there's no way to Shvises Kalem. The only Shabbos is, which you probably most people don't think of, it's Muksa. When you send a fax of paper, this is a shayla, it's writing on a piece of paper, it's a nailed. So if you get a fax on Shabbos, if it has mitzvah business on it, and of course you can't read it on Shabbos. But let's say the fax, they want to send you a chris, there's a mazel tov, or something like that. They want to send you some news on Shabbos. So the paper is muksa, you can't take the paper in your hand. But you're allowed to, so it depends how your fax comes. If it comes upside down, you're stuck. Or maybe klachayat with your teeth, maybe you could pick it up, or something like that. Klachayat. But it's muksa. So the course, so.
How about to leave a voicemail message?
That's okay.
On an answering machine.
If they can send you, if it's an answer, so it's Matzah Shabbos.
Right.
And they want to say, they leave a message.
Here at Shabbos afternoon.
They can leave a message on your answering machine.
You're making your phone work.
Because North Shabbos is Kalem. That's what he said we're saying here. Yeah. We hold the Dina, we're not machmo like the Bach. None of the Achleinim, they're the Achleinim, being now the Bach of Dina. What?
You have a website open on Shabbos then?
We're getting to websites. We're good. If you give me, get to that.
Do I have a Nisr
on
someone else's
daily?
Even if you hold a
Shvi's Caleb.
Why not?
So what? So you now see him, Kaylee doing Malacha. You're not allowed to be Gurma, Kaylee to do Malacha. I don't think there's a Chilek.
You run a dishwasher on Shabbos?
Huh? That's something else. Let's not get. That's Asher Milsis, other halachas. We're not getting to that. What? You can hear an answering machine. If someone calls from Eretz Yisrael and they want to leave a message on your phone, you can even make a time up. Call me at 12 o'clock Newtown. I'll be home from Shul then, and Eretz Yisrael Rei Shabbos, and call me at 12 o'clock, I'll hear the message. As long as it's not business, we're Mekel. All right. Also, one more thing. So if it has business on it, then you can't, you're not allowed to even read it. But if, what about according to this you cite, L'chaira, there are some people are knowing to read a newspaper on Shabbos. L'chaira, the paper is printed on Shabbos.
Huh?
Shouldn't read it all week. But let's say those who are knowing to read a newspaper on Shabbos. First of all, certain things you can't even read in a newspaper. The business part, maybe the sports, maybe whatever it is, but whatever it is. But the question is, how? But it's printed on Shabbos. So Einik Shabbos not Matir Issa Nailad. Okay. So if there's an Issa, if you're not going to tassel it, so how can you read the newspaper on Shabbos? So again, if Shlomo Zalman says, if Shlomo Zalman it's printed in the Nishra Savar Mulcheves the Simish and them, then the Sifkan Rav, he says that since the paper is printed by the Goyim, the Goyim know it's an island. It's an island, so Yid does it. So Yid does it, you send a fax, someone sends a fax to Meretz Yisrael, and comes out to your machine Shabbos, it's done in your machine on Shabbos, so Meretz Yid's machine, then it's an island. But if the newspaper is printed by Goyim, there's no it's an island by Goyim. That's a different shadow. We're not talking about that. We're talking about you passed that already. Let's say they deliver every day. So then on Shabbos, the issue is to them deliver on Shabbos alone. But if you have it delivered for all week also, you can have it delivered Shabbos also.
Why did I feel like if the guy did it or you did it?
Huh?
You're maximizing that something that wasn't here on Erev Shabbos.
The Kiddush is because since the guy, we're talking about Nailad, not talking about other Mukhs.
No one did a Malacha.
First of all, there's five types of Nailads. This type of Nailad, there's no Issa Milakim. The Mishabu is a Shinyu, take a look.
So if you get a
Yitzhak
on Shabbos, you can't read it?
You get what?
You get
the Yitzhak delivered on Shabbos,
you can't read it?
Why should it be also? Wait a minute, it wasn't printed on Shabbos. We're talking about printed on Shabbos. It gets delivered, it's not printed on Shabbos. Huh? I guarantee you, Yetzir is the Terech HaTzchum before Shabbos. Don't worry about that. It's fourth class mail, you know what I mean? All right. Now we explain that there's no issa shvisas kelim on Shabbos. Now var kelim that do business mekachamemka is it asa is a mutter with no shayla from Arzayin? There's no shayla of Ashamilsa or Efsha. Maybe it's since it's doing mekachamemka, even does the mela, it's still asa on Shabbos. What's in the geya? We're going out in different cases. Marshall, let's say there's some people who own vending machines. They have it in businesses, they have it in stores, or they have, some people have the laundry machines in the buildings. They make panasa from that. They have it, and people use it on Shabbos and so on. They have it, so the question is, some people own office buildings, and they have vending machines, they have vending business also in the office building. So the question is, if people buy from there on Shabbos also, is there issa, even though there's no issa shvisas kelim, but there are mecha memka, maybe it's worse. There's a machleke sapaiskim in this. There's a tshuva and give us alvaina. And our chayim simul chachesi, these are three reasons why tasa. So three reasons. One reason he says is like you tell a guy before to buy it on Shabbos. And zavurish and zayin and siv gimel tasa. One reason he says asa. The second reason he says asa, since these type of kelim belong to you. It's your money. You own the machine. Your vending machine. So it's like your chatzah. So your chatzah is selling. It's like he's selling. Your chatzah is selling on Shabbos. So derech mecha memka and tasa. That's the second reason. The third reason he says he brings on a chus of kivega. There's a famous chus of kivega in chelakal simikuf nates. The shad of kivega was can you make up. Let's say the 31st day the baby was born and the 31st day came on Shabbos. The pinya ben. Came on Shabbos. So normally do. So the Shiloh was asked. So therefore what you do, usually wait till Sunday to do the Pinyah Ben. So someone asked to Kivega, can I give the Kohen the money before Shabbos and then do the Kinyan on Shabbos? You're allowed to do it. So Kivega says, it says that you're not allowed to do it. Even though you're not doing anything, but since the Kinyan is Nigma on Shabbos, there's still Issa Mechir on Shabbos. And therefore it's Asa. So here also, even he's not doing anything on Shabbos, but it finishes it off on the Mecca finish on Shabbos where we draw a machine. So Mela Koshkin by Kalim, that's what it has been Mela. So Koshkin you came and finished the Mecca on Shabbos, that's the Yasa because the Maisa Mechir on Shabbos. So it comes out according to him that person, if he has machines, he has a vending machines or laundromat or something like that that does Melach on Shabbos, that does business on Shabbos, he has to shut it off on Shabbos. He cannot use these kelim on Shabbos. There's a tshuva in Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer is an Arei Chaim Simnon Aleph Ois Aleph. He's Masbir Kivega. He says, what's the difference? L'chay, what's a Kivega? Well, he wants to say Kivega. Yes. L'chay, what's the difference than any Malacha that's done on Shabbos, that you start the Yayin and continue on Shabbos? For instance, the Gemara says on Shabbos, Yitzchas Amalf, Poyse Metzuda Chay Lois Be'er Shabbos. You're allowed to put out netting to capture Air Shabbos, even though fish will be caught on Shabbos, or birds will be caught on Shabbos. So you can put a mouse trap before Shabbos, you're allowed to put out. Let's say you want to water your garden all Shabbos, so you're allowed to let the water start running from before Shabbos. No, it's a bishul. A lot of times you do bishul before Shabbos, you have raw fruit, raw cholent, and you put up right before Shabbos. There's no risk of doing that, as long as you're careful. If you go for cutting, you're careful about the other problems of Shabbos, of a Zareya. You're allowed to plant something in the ground right before Shabbos, even though you know to catch wood on Shabbos is no problem. So why does Kivega say it's us? That's what Avner Nezer is. So Avner Nezer answer like this. That's what we matter. There's a big chilek, he says. That will matter if only, it's only if the malachas go by itself. And a person doesn't have to help at all to help Messiah. Well, we hear by Pinya Ben, a person has to finish it off. So it comes out the kidney's man on Shabbos, and therefore it's us. Kainu speaks out, the children of the Tzedek are Chayim Simlam Dalet. And the same thing about Kivega Paskins, the Ksav Seifen are Chayim Simlam Vav, he passes a deal like Kivega, like his grandfather. Ramayshu in the Tshuva, in our Chayim Chedegim of Simlam Dalet, he says, even though the rights of Kivega aren't strong, are not Bruroids, but Ramayshu, you have to be Machmal like him. So speaks out the Michas Yitzchak, in Chedegim of Simlam Dalet. See what we're saying till now. And Chedegim from Dali says that the only Eitzah that he can come up with, if you want to have your vending machine going on Shabbos or your laundry machine going on Shabbos, is only you have to say the first before Shabbos the vending machine, or other Kalim that are working on Shabbos should not be cutting anything, should not be cutting the money until after Shabbos. The same thing can make, yeah, but she says it's not kain, it's not his. So it comes out. But if you don't do this eitzah, according to Minchas Yitzchak, according to Tshuva Givus Levina, which he quotes, holds that you have to close off the machines on Shabbos. Okay, that's the Shita Machmiyim. However, Dar Semech, and Hichas Shabbos Terech of Gimel Halach Yudalad brings down Yishalmi. That's the first, that's Mutter. He says a person can be Eimedev Shabbos and can say, I raise that Chuma Lamacha. I want this tomorrow to be Chuma. You're allowed to do it. And Sendik speaks out to Shalom Eshev and Chedek Vav says Simenon, that you're allowed to be Goyma King on Shabbos. He doesn't even quote the Kivega. And Sendik speaks out the Teres Chesed, Narachayim Simen Yergimel, and Chazaynish and Demai, and Simen Tessif Kon Yebeit Yagvim Kivega. And he says it's okay. Reb Chaim Kaneski, in a hidden place, Reb Chaim Kaneski in Shein Halachas in Shin Vav Sifkan Yubeis, he's Medayik from a Mishnah Berurah that he also argues that's okay. That he says like this: the Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Shin Lamates Sifkan Chav Zayin that Pinyin Aben that's Chal B'Shabbos. He wants to be a raya that the Mishnah Berurah didn't hold up Kivega. Why? What's the raya? The Meshavuah speaks out in Shulam Tesef Kon Chav Zayin. Opinion Aben, that's Chal B'Shabbos. Opinion came on Shabbos. The father cannot give the money to Kohen on Shabbos. Amunashi Yichal, opinion Aben B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it. Amunashi Opinion Chal Shabbos. Why? What's the reason he says? Because Shem B'Ofen Zeh and Yochal HaKohen L'Vorach HaOpinion. Because on such Ofen, the Kohen will make a bracha on opinion. He can't make a bracha on opinion on Kohen Shabbos. Because he's not doing anything. So Mela, you know how to do it. So Zot of Chaim Kaneski writes from the Mishnah Berurah that the Tana, that the Etzim King itself wasn't Bechal Ursa to do that. It's only because he can't make a bracha. But the Etzim, the Tam King itself, it wasn't Bechal, there's no Ursa. As long as I did it before Shabbos, even though I don't do anything, and I don't do anything on Shabbos, then there's nothing wrong. So you see, Klar, the Mishabur, Zakub Chaim Kaneski, you see, Klar, Mishabur didn't hold up Kivega also.
Pinyin Aben really is Kinyin, that's a quasi Kinyin. I mean, doesn't really own it.
Huh? Halacha, it's 100% legal. He's paying money. He's a ganav. It's a legal Kenyan.
It's not a real Kenyan because the Kenyan doesn't own it.
What do you mean? He does. He does. No, he's a Kayan. You talk to a Kayan.
Afterwards, but you're giving it to him.
What happens if the Kayan says?
The Kayan can't come to your house and take your kid away.
Huh?
The Kayan can't come to your house.
Legally? Maybe legally he could. Yeah, he might get cat. That's a din rachus adina. But I'm just saying it's legally his.
If I don't give you the $5, why can't you make the bracha?
This is what he's saying. Mishbu says, it's a chiddush mishbu. Why can't you make a bracha? It's a chiddush gadol. Why is a bracha makif? He says, because since it's not real kinyan Shabbos, so it's a kinyan Shabbos, so you need to do a maisa. To make a bracha, you have to do a maisa. This is what Mishbu says. Look it up. All right. Anyway, that's a chiddush of Mishnah Berurah. But a maisa, he brings the raya that is not like the kivega. There's a chuvas mashag. Mashag in chelek beis. And Simon, Ayin Beis, and Simon Kufi Zayin, there he's talking about vending machines. Someone asked the Mishael about vending machines. I guess in this time, before the Second World War, they had vending machines. So he's talking about vending machines. So he says, let me finish. So he says like this, since the Kli, this is what he writes. He also argues, since the Kli is Amishus Rabbim, and the guy goes himself and buys there, and you don't know if he's going to buy on Shabbos, maybe the guy won't buy Shabbos, but before Shabbos, what's the Shabbos? You don't know exactly who's coming on Shabbos. So Mele does no Issa, or Shvises Kalem, and it's not Shaykh Issa Marasayim. That's what he writes. And he says further. Further he writes, Mashag. Mashag was Gedolah hungry. The Ksidim wanted Gedolah during his time. And Mashag writes further. He says, I don't hold up Kivega. I argue on the side of Kivega. But he says, in case about vending machines, even if Kivega is Maida. Because if Kivega is talking, it's Vada, you know, the Mekach will finish on Shabbos. The 31st day on Shabbos. And you know you're finished, and you're getting the money for Shabbos, so you know for sure the Mecca will be finished on Shabbos. But we're hearing that Kivez man on Shabbos. The guy who says he'll buy on Shabbos. So maybe even Kivez is Maida, that's Mutta, there's no Issa. And he says further, however, the vending machine that's Aymer Chotzesh Yisrael, or a store of Yisrael, then you should be Machma, a Pima Shekosev, the Mechaba, and Reshnum Bey Sef Aleph, and Shilchof Hey Sef Aleph, that Akam, that walks out of Shishi Saw, walks out of Chafetz Biyadai, there's Issa Ma'asayin, because it said Yisrael sold them on Shabbos. Lanir Daiti, this Chashash and Mashag doesn't apply today. By vending machines, let's say you have a machine in a nursing home, or you have it in an office building, even though the Bailam owned the building on Shabbos, there's no Ma'asayin. Because everyone knows, when he's walking outside from the building, he bought by the vending machine. He didn't buy it from the owner of the building. So Mela, you don't say Yisrael sold him, and maybe there's no Issa Ma'asayin. One second, we're getting to that. That's on the list. However, the many Sheen, other Kalim, place where Mika, Abitsu Mechal Shabbos, the Bayan Shabbos, the Shlomo Zalman writes in the Shmir Shabbos Kachosai, Perich of Tez, Sifkot Na'ayin, that even if you're Jews, non religious people, are buying from a vending machine, still it's Mutta. Because Esher, you don't know for sure they're going to use it on Shabbos. So Esher, they might buy before Shabbos. They might buy after Shabbos. So Mela, there's no Issa. And the same thing speaks out in Chavkas Yankov, in Chavik Beis, Simen Kuf Beis, and in the new one, the new print, it's in Orech Chaim, Simen Samach Zayin. So Adina comes out, Vadai, when it comes to Mekach HaMemka, by Shvises Kalem, there's no Issa Shvises Kalem. And also, you can say Mekach HaHakal, Mekach HaMemka, by Kalem also. You're allowed to own vending machines and go to your place and or the washing machines and so on. Even if they can use it on Shabbos, even though the ones who own it are Yisraelim, there's no Yisraelim. In fact, the conscious Mashag, he says even Kivega is Maida. Yes.
If someone has a hotel,
yeah.
The first Friday night there is business Shabbos.
People who own hotels. People own nursing homes, or people own commercial buildings. They all have shtaris. They all have shtaris for Shabbos. They have to have a shtar for Shabbos. Because they do.
What do they do? What do they nursing home? Let's not talk about it. How about the boss of the hall of
them? We're not discussing. Let's not get involved. The kitchen doesn't belong. They sell. The kitchen doesn't belong. Won't sell a guy.
At the end of the month, it belongs. Anyway, Rabbi, first, let me ask you a question.
I assume you don't own a nursing home.
Billy, you can come to me. I have coach Kosher meat for me. You can come anytime you want.
But it's better to in the kitchen.
Come down.
The only kosher home in the city is Buckingham and Pavilion. Anyway, so...
That's where your wife is right now.
Otherwise, she wouldn't be there. Otherwise, she wouldn't be there. She had choices. Anyway, let's talk Navish guys. If a man owns a hotel and he makes a deal with his manager and he says to the manager, give me $1,000, for instance, for example.
You ask the what?
Give me $1,000, and all the profits from Saturday is yours.
He has to work out with a shtar. First, it can't be verbal. It must be with a shtar. Verbal doesn't count. We know it's all nothing. It has to be a regular shtar. And the people who do it have a regular shtar that's written and signed, and it's done hopefully properly. And therefore, it's okay then. You have to have a shtar for Shabbos.
What does it mean properly?
What does it say in the shtar?
Now is not the time. We spoke about it once in the shiur. All right. Let me add a few more things I want to finish before. A lottery ticket. Are you allowed to buy a lottery ticket during the week? With different cases on Mecha Memka. Can you buy a lottery ticket during the week? And they'll do the drawing on Shabbos. And if your ticket wins it, you're zeichen the money. So it's telling the machlekes, Rikivegan and other shitas, or Sameach, if it happens on Shabbos, you do it before Shabbos on Shabbos, if there is or not. However, even according to Mashag, the Mashag says, even if Kivega be minded, because you're not sure you're going to win, chances are you won't win. The case of Kivega, like Mashak just talking, you know for sure you can get it on Shabbos. But you're not sure you're going to win. So, and if Kivega's only talking, it's about to be going to Mecca on Shabbos. And Bechlal is another reason here, Bechlal, that even if you do win, you don't get anything now. Nothing happens. You have the winning ticket. You go Monday, you go to the Sechleis, to the Misrad, and you go money. But certainly there's no problem by buying a lottery ticket before Shabbos, even during the Shabbos. It's mutar chatzchila. What about owning another case? A stockbroker. Can a person tell a Gersh stockbroker to buy or sell stocks on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Someone has to Shabbos negeya. Shabbos usually are closed. You want Yom Tov, so Yom Tov. But even Shabbos, there are people today that buy stocks in the Asian market. So it's shaykh to be a chayil here, and it's Shabbos here, and it's weekday there. So it's shaykh on Shabbos also. It's a machloikas apaiskim. The Mechaba says in Shin Zayin and Sif Dalet, this is a Lashon Mechaba. The Muta lo seis len Yehudi mois for Shabbos Lichtenstein. You're allowed to give money to a guy to buy something to buy on Shabbos. Well, Vashilama ke Shabbos. As long as you tell him, You shouldn't tell him to buy on Shabbos. Zakta Mishnebura and Sifkot Tezvav. It's talking and Eifin where a guy can buy the rest of the week. He can buy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He chooses Shabbos. That's his choice. But let's say if it's only Shabbos alone, that's like you tell him first to buy on Shabbos, then it's Asa. Then you're not allowed to tell a guy to buy something. The only time you can buy it on Shabbos, that's like tell him first it's Asa. Zakta Moshe. And it gets Moshe. He says, according to this, there's two reasons why it's usher to tell a stockbroker to buy something on Shabbos, a yanta for you. Why? Because let's say you tell a stockbroker, when it gets to 10, either I want you to buy it or sell it. Then a certain number. So it's like you convey it that if it comes on Shabbos, like you tell him before Shabbos to do it. So in Mela, it's also what the Mechaba says, Shin Zayin Sif Dalet. It's like, tell Mufurish, buy on Shabbos. That's one reason why it's Asa. The second reason is Asa, according to the Kiviega, that since the Kenyan is Nigma on Shabbos, so it's Mecha on Shabbos, and therefore it's Asa. So Mush has two reasons why it's Asa, to tell a stockbroker to buy for you a stock at a certain price on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If it comes out Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's like, you tell Mufurish to buy on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Let me finish. even according to Mashag, that I don't choose to Kreger, it also be might over here. Because like you tell him, the stock will be foolish to buy on Shabbos. And the guy is not doing that Atzmai, he's doing the Shechit Yisrael. So it's like Kaveh's man to buy it or sell it on Shabbos. However, the Sefer Melachim Unecha, that's a Sefer of Yitzchak Zilberstein, has a whole thick Sefer on Amir Lakum. So he argues on the Moshe, and he says, in a place where a guy, he's not a worker for you, he's getting a percent. Most of the time, a guy works, when a guy buys stock, he's his own boss. He's not working for you. He buys the stock or sells, and he takes a certain percent. He charges something, a fee for his services. So maybe he's taking a certain percent. So then he says, then he tines on Rav Moshe tines that the guy's worker died to the Nashe. So therefore, you're allowed to let a guy sell or buy stock. That's the Yom HaMahim, when people used to call a stockbroker. Today it works a little bit different. So this was, I heard from Neubert, he quoted Rav Shlomo Zalman. He said, Bezman Hazeh, today all the stocks are sold by computer today. You put it into a computer, and that goes automatic. So since everything's done on Kalem, so Shlomo Zalman said again, there's no way to Shvisas Kalem. And you don't tell the guy anything on Shabbos, it happens all by itself. And we possibly know to Shvisas Kalem. So Pashit, even according to this, even a Moshe will be made who says it's also be made in the case, because you're not using a human being to do it. It's all done by stocks. Let me just finish. Let me finish. However, I spoke to a stockbroker about this, and a stockbroker told me like this. He said that there are two types of stocks. There's stocks that are on the market already, so then any Hanami, all goes by computer. However, so there's a new stock. That's not shaykh der kapu. It's a new stock. I don't know what they call it. There's certain words for it.
IPO.
It's not listed. Okay. It's not listed. So it's not listed. So that type of stocks, you have to use a stockbroker. You have to use a stock. Then, according to that, that'll be machlekes. If he's getting a percent for it, he's charging a fee for it, he's not a worker for you, then it should be telling that machlekes he mentioned. But let's say it's on the market, it all does by computer, then it's mutter, according to all sheeters. Even according to Moshe, it says, also, that's usually a stockbroker. But if it's done by automatic machine, and there's no such Shvi Siskelem, and Mela, it's okay.
Question?
One second, yeah. But he's working for himself. He's a partner there. If he's a partner, they have a partner, is even better because they're doing like the earth. If the guy's a partner, they're doing like the earth, then certainly it's okay.
Question?
Let me just, one small thing, I'll say, don't take questions. Someone wants to be machba, to be yaitzeh all days, he should tell a Jew or a guy who lives in Eretz Yisrael or someone in Europe, if it's after the Shabbos, he should buy the stock in a. In Europe, it's 8 hours difference. So he could buy this, he could have a Jew in, let's say, in Switzerland, and have him buy the stock when the stock is still open on Yontif. After a second day Yontif. Or you could do it in such a way, and Eretz Yisrael, there's no second day Yontif. So have a guy in Eretz Yisrael to buy Yontif Sheni, to buy on the stock exchange. That's okay then, he can buy for you. That's no problem. Okay, I'll take questions.
By the computer,
it's okay. It's automatic, the commission. Nothing wrong. It's automatic.
When
yes.
You buy and sell stocks, there's a thing called settlement date, which is a few days later.
Yeah.
Perhaps the Kenyan is only a few days later.
No, the Kenyan is right away.
I'm not sure. You don't own the stock for a few till 3 days.
No. The Kenyan is done right away. If it's not that, then Zich is no shayla then. Yes. If that's the case.
Settlement.
But you still, sold.
You can't back out.
Okay.
You can't back out.
The money is changing accounts, but it's all on that. You can't back out once they get traded. That's just when the money goes one
place. Is it a problem if the stockbroker is putting it into the computer on Shabbos?
No, he does everything for Shabbos.
Tell me if you tell him, let's say,
if you give him enough time, if you tell him, listen.
If he's going to be doing, let's say, an Asian market, he puts it into the computer if he does it on Shabbos.
If he has a choice to do it for Shabbos, does it on his own Shabbos, then it's no problem then. Okay. Any other questions?
Well, I know you don't get the money
Huh? You don't get a few days later for a number of reasons. One reason is they have to do the paperwork. Secondly, they make money. Why they hold out to your money, they make money also. Okay. Huh? Must be. Okay. All right. Next Shiloh. Next Shiloh. A website. A website. Some people sell things on Amazon and on eBay. These are new names to me, but I'm sure many of you know these things, okay? So, they had the website open all year. And people make panosa on this. And they sell things on the internet. And it's open. Can you keep it open on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Can I have my eBay account? Can I shut it for Shabbos? Or can I keep it open 7/24? Are you allowed to do that or not? So, chayah, it should be told if the kinyan is not made by Shabbos. However, it seems to me the kulei alma, the way explained to me, the kulei alma should be mutter. Why? There's two type of websites. There's the Amazon and eBay, right? That's what I was told. Right. Okay. Why? And normally these websites take up a cut. I'm told by someone I spoke to, I think last night or Friday, he told me that they take 6 to 50%, depends what you're selling, but they could take 6 to 50% of cut from everything you sell. So comes out according to this, the guy is doing work at Dr. Nashe, and so someone who buys on the internet and he sells it, you don't know when he's going to, also you don't know when he's going to buy. Who says there'll be no one buying on Shabbos? So it could be even Konchi Kivega should be no problem. Because the Kivega is only talking about Svadai. But let's say in the case of even Svadai, the Mekach has finished Shabbos. You know he has such a type of website that everyone buys on Shabbos. So Film Tim Sulema, they'll finish on Shabbos. So it's not Bora if the guy pays on Shabbos also. Depends what type of website. Sometimes the guy, you pay on Shabbos, you give a credit card on Shabbos, nothing happens till after Shabbos. And oh, there's a big story to say, like we mentioned before, that everything that Dr. Nashe, since they're all taking percentage, the eBay, the Amazon, they all take percentage. So the data the nashe for the mechira, the pipa the mechira. So may it's done to us. They take the cheder from the rebbech, and everyone is minded to such a thing.
And your own website, your own business. I'm selling clothes. Forget Amazon, forget eBay. I'm selling clothes on.
But doesn't someone make a percent over here?
No, it's my business. I'm selling it, and you can go to my website Sunday.
But they can do it anything.
It's like a vending machine.
It's like the stores open on Shabbos.
Huh?
It's like the stores open on Shabbos.
That, no? If it's your own site, then it'll be Tony Machlekes, we mentioned before, or Machlekes Achainim. If someone wants to make up, he could be make up then. It's worth to be Samechan.
They can buy it anytime.
Huh? They buy it, right, yeah. Same spot. When a person wants to do an Eitzah, He's afraid that there's an eitzah we mentioned in Michas Yitzchak. If you remember, we mentioned Michas Yitzchak in Chedigim of Simla Amadalad, Oizdalad. He says an eitzah when it comes to vending machines, we said an eitzah, that you speak out clearly, I don't want this thing to be Zaych on Shabbos. I don't want to be Zaych the money on Shabbos. If you speak it out, he gets an eitzah. So someone's chayshish v'shitas v'machmirim by these vending machines. So also, he has to buy eBay if he has his own personal account. Personal business on a website, then in such a case he can speak out Eitzah Michas Yitzchak and therefore be okay then. Yes. Well, it's kind of money. They give him their credit card. They give their credit card. What do you mean? First of all, I asked someone about that. They told me two different type of Amazon has one way, eBay has a different way. So one of them, I think he told me, Amazon automatically Amazon goes to some company. PayPal. He told me that word. PayPal.
eBay is PayPal.
So one of them takes money right away, and one of them goes into another account, PayPal, and then so it could be a day or two later until you pay for the thing. So then there's no problem then. Yes. This also should be sent out, right. Yeah, should be also okay. All right. Shir, there's no shir. Next week there won't be any shir.